In this bulletin, footage released of the operation that led to the death of the IS leader. Mental health and suicide costing Australia $500 million per day. And in tennis, Ashley Barty becomes the highest paid women's player this year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Pentagon has released video of the raid in northwest Syria that led to the death of the IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The video shows United States forces approaching the compound and then destroying it after Baghdadi's death. The release comes just days after US President Donald Trump announced that al-Baghdadi had died by detonating a suicide vest during the attack. A draft report from the Productivity Commission says mental health and suicide is costing Australia $500 million per day. The report outlines the need for wide-ranging changes across the health, education, community and justice systems in an effort to improve the response to mental health, which the Commission says isn't meeting community expectations. It's recommending five reform areas, including improving preventative and early intervention measures for mental health and suicide. Commission Chair Michael Brennan says while full-scale change in the sector will take a long time, there are many changes that could be implemented immediately.
The reason the cost is so large in terms of years of healthy life lost and lives cut short is because mental health tends to affect people at a relatively young age, and as a result the costs really do add up over the course of that lifetime. That underscores the need for early intervention and preventative effort, but really the service response needs to be broad-based.
And if you need mental health support, you can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day on 13 11 14. The London Fire Brigade has been heavily criticised in a damning report into the 2017 Grenfell Tower fire. A public inquiry found grave failings by the brigade meant that some of the 71 people killed in the fire could have been saved. The inquiry's report criticises a number of institutional failings among fire brigade chiefs, saying preparations and training for an event such as Grenfell were gravely inadequate and that serious mistakes were made on the night. Nazanin Aglani lost two family members in the fire and says the brigade should have evacuated the building hours before it did.
We're made to think of them as anything they do is right, but they're actually paid professionals. They choose to do the job and they have a lack of common sense, and they just let people choose their own faith, whether they want to jump out, whether they want to choose to escape, and they shouldn't get away with it.
Twitter will ban all political advertising from its platform ahead of the United States 2020 presidential election. Twitter chief Jack Dorsey says the ban is due to unchecked misleading information frequently used by political parties that take advantage of social media's highly targeted system. Twitter's global ban will take effect on the 22nd of November. Belgian police have found 12 migrants alive in a refrigerated truck at a motorway parking area in northern Belgium after the driver alerted the authorities. The driver, who was transporting fruit and vegetables, called police after he found 12 men, 11 Syrians and one from Sudan, in the truck after an overnight stop. Police say all the men are in good health and have been taken to an immigration office in Antwerp. It comes a week after 39 migrants were found dead in a refrigerated truck in Britain after crossing from the Belgian port of Zeebrugge. The percentage of women on the boards of Australia's largest companies is falling rather than rising, with six ASX 200 companies still operating with all male boards. The decline comes after women were appointed to just 31.7% of new board seats so far this year, compared to 45% in 2018. 46 ASX 200 companies have just one female director, and only 14 have female board representation of 50% or more. And in sport, Ashley Barty has become the highest paid women's tennis player in 2019 after exceeding $10 million in prize money for the season. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and windy, 18. Adelaide, sunny and 36. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 35. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 30. Canberra, sunny and 32. Wollongong, smoke haze and 26. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.